Hazel Blaze, you're saying to the party, citing your list of achievements isn't going to be enough to win people around. What would it take to persuade voters to back Labour for a fourth term?
Well, the reason that we won in 1997, 2001 and 2005 is because we were in touch with ordinary people's concerns. And that means recognising that they want the best education for their children, they want a decent home, they want a job, they want a career, and they want to get on in life. And I think that that innate sense of ambition cuts across classes, it cuts across backgrounds, and that's the way you build a coalition. And we have never won an election simply by appealing to our core vote. We've got to reach out beyond that.
Speaking of coalitions, David Miliband said last night that New Labour is not a faction, it's a coalition, it's at the heart of the Labour Party. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I've been in the Labour Party nearly 30 years, and I've seen the times when we've had a very narrow policy platform that doesn't appeal beyond the core vote, and we've not won elections. Now, I don't want to win elections just for their own sake. I want us to be in power so that we can do all of those things which help decent families to do well. If we're not in power, we can't invest in the health service. We're not in power, we can't have excellent schools. And I spent 18 years as a Labour Party member passing resolutions, being appalled at what the Tories were doing. I do not want to pass any more resolutions being appalled.
What resolutions does the party need to pass to win a fourth term, do you think, in terms of policy?
Well, what we need to do is show, first of all, that we talk in a language that reflects people's everyday concerns. They need to think that politicians are people like them, that we're in touch and connected. That was one of the reasons that I wanted the Cabinet to get out of Westminster and go to Birmingham. I hope we'll go to other places in the future. I want every minister over the next 12 months to be out and about in the community, not doing great big strategies, but actually getting delivery on the ground. But for our next manifesto, I think that we've got to look at the big challenges of a global economy, the fact that you will need skills like we've never needed before to compete in that global economy. And that's why for our young people, getting them in further education, getting an apprenticeship, staying on at school, all of that is very, very important. But I also think that we've got to carry on with what was the heart of New Labour, which is to say that we need a vibrant economy in order to fund the National Health Service and education. And we cannot be an anti-business party.
So is Gordon Brown the right man to steer you to a fourth term?
Well, I think that the Prime Minister is leading a team here of all of us, and we've all got a responsibility here, not to get drawn into kind of internal discussions, but actually to concentrate on the things that people are concerned about. The day when politicians are out of touch and we think more about ourselves than we do about them, that's the point at which you will be out of office. And some of us have got fairly long memories, and we know the days when we were out of touch. I knocked on doors in 1983, which was probably the worst point in our history. And I knew even on the streets of Salford, which is a good Labour place, that they were very impatient with us. So please, let's not go there again.
The party conference seems to have sublimated the calls that were emerging for a leadership contest. Do you think they're kicked into touch for good now, or do you think they will resurface if there's a bad defeat at the Glenrothes by-election?
Well, I know that the media want to have a complete focus on personalities. It makes good reading, it makes good radio, it makes good telly. What you've got here at Party Conference is people from all ages, all backgrounds, all ethnicities, a really diverse group of people who share Labour's values. And what they want to do this week is deal with the economy, and Alistair is going to be talking very soon about that. But also, they want a sense of energy. They want to know that we are talking about the future. Elections are won on the future, not the past. And that they want to be part of developing those new policies for the future. And I think what you've got here is a pretty energised party.
One cabinet minister, not identified, told the press that Gordon Brown had 9 months to sort things out and turn things around. What do you think?
Well, I'm not in the business of, setting dates and ultimatums. I think that, we've got a job to do here. Focus on the job. And that is being in touch with people, sharing their concerns, being the kind of politicians that understand if you're struggling with your mortgage, you've got the electricity bill coming in next week, you're going to feel insecure. But also, the future's got a lot of opportunities. You think about green technologies. We could have hundreds of thousands of new jobs in reducing carbon, in the solar technologies that we've got. Let's put ourselves on that side of the argument. What we need to do in this country is give ordinary, decent families a platform for success. And that, I think, can unite everybody.
And finally, I don't know how many party conferences you've attended now, but what's been the high point of this one for you?
Well, it's actually something outside conference, to be honest, so far, and that's the visit that I've just been on this morning with the Home Secretary, Jackie Smith. We went just down the road to Urbis Museum, which is a kind of urban, contemporary, funky kind of place, and there's a project there with young girls from South Manchester who are writing their own manifesto about how they want to change their community. Some of them have been in fairly difficult personal circumstances, guns, gangs, and they are full of hope and inspiration. And what they say to me as a politician is, I've got a responsibility. It's going to be their generation coming through, and I want them to come through in a labour world where the talent and skills and specialness that they've got inside them can actually be realised. So they've given me a bit more energy to carry on doing the things that I do.
Hazel Beers, thank you very much.